You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
I believe we have Deborah on the phone. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Tampa, Florida.
What's going on? How can we help you?
Okay, I have a question for Dr. Debbie.
Okay.
All right, I'm right here.
I have a 2-year-old Cocker Spaniel, and she is about the most athletic Cocker Spaniel I've ever known. And what she loves, as soon as I get home every day, we go to the backyard, and I throw the ball. She runs like a Jack Russell Terrier and jumps 2 to 3 feet off the ground and catches the ball.
Oh, boy.
We all love it. She loves it, and I love it, too. But I have had Cocker Spaniels in the past, and I'm aware of hip and back leg problems, and I'm concerned, is this good for her legs or bad for her legs, the jumping and landing on the ground?
It's a great question, Deborah, and I love that you have an athletic dog, because for Cocker Spaniels, they are the smallest of the sporting breeds, so this is totally typical for these guys, and too many Cocker Spaniels are couch potatoes, so I love that you're getting your baby out there. But yes, they are definitely prone to some hind limb problems, and in the knee area, we are very aware of medial patellar luxation, so where the kneecap pops in and out of place, and in about 1/4 of Cocker Spaniels actually have this condition. So it is something that if you haven't had it diagnosed, a good physical, your vet can pick this up on a physical exam. If we do have something like that or hip dysplasia, we may want to temper our activity, because studies do show that dogs that engage in very vigorous jumping performance type activities, that it can hasten the development of osteoarthritis in dogs that have these kind of problems.
Okay.
But if she's not been diagnosed with that, I don't see a reason not to let her enjoy that, with a couple premises. As far as the first thing that I would always ask is that we make sure we keep your baby in good lean weight, because a pet that's carrying extra weight, that's extra forces that are on the joints when she is jumping and when she's playing, and that can definitely increase her rate that she could injure her hind limbs, and not just those problems, but the other more common problems that we do see with athletic dogs and injuring themselves. The other thing is that I would make sure also is that we condition her to that activity. So it sounds like she's doing this regularly and she's pretty active, but we don't want to just kind of do the weekend warrior type thing where one day she gets to jump and leap and do all this. So we build up to that. So that may be leash walking. We may take her out for other more sustained activity, and then just making sure that, you know, that she's got good structure when she's jumping, when she's doing her activity. So the ground, does matter to where she's playing as well.
Well, she's pretty impressive when you see her, and it is a daily activity, so I do appreciate your opinion there.
Excellent. Well, give that baby a pat on the head, and I love the activity. Mr. Boss is going to get out there and join her, I think.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for your call, Deborah. We appreciate it. News just around the corner.
Well, China's in the newscast today. A couple different stories regarding China. One, where somebody's got a pet python that they're using as a babysitter for their kid, and they say that it doesn't squeeze it very hard. Wonderful. And that's, you know, they feel comfortable leaving the child with this python. I'm sure it's trained to call 911
sure.
if there's a problem. The other story is China's got pet restrooms now. Yeah, where your pet has to go to the bathroom in China. If not, you get fined $80. I'll tell you all about it coming up on Animal Radio News.
Wow, that shut everybody up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, public restrooms for pets, huh?
I'm so angry about the python with the children. What are these people thinking?
Wait.
That is unacceptable.
You don't know the whole story yet, Dr. Debbie. You'll just have to wait.
Hey, she said it doesn't squeeze too hard.
I'm wondering if I might ask Joey a question about trimming out the ear hairs in dogs.
What do you think this is? You think you could just ask questions willy-nilly here?
Joey, I have a question about dogs' ear hairs. You know, those little hairs when you pick up the ears, they kind of surround and go sometimes down into the little canal of the ear.
Okay.
I'm wondering, is it ever appropriate to actually shorten those or cut those out or anything like that?
Are you talking about the hair that's growing out of the canal or around the canal or both?
Both.
Okay. The hair that's coming, if there's excessive hair growing out of the ear canal, instead of going in there with anything, because I've tried, you know what? I mean, dogs don't like you messing around in their ears, and I've tried every little thing possible to make it a, you know, more pleasant experience than pulling the hair out, and nothing seems to work except actually going in there, with your fingers, and, any type of like powder. They make ear powder, which is specifically made to go in a pet's ear. And you sprinkle a little of that in. What that'll do is give a little bit of a grip. And you go out in there and real slowly pull it out. The hair around the ear canal, if you pull that, it's going to hurt, okay, because it's a longer root base. So that you can get, you know, you can get it's easier to explain if you're a guy, because guys' razors, most of them have an attachment where they can trim their beard or sideburns. And if you can use something like that to actually go around the ear canal and actually trim that off, but it's actually really healthy to do that. So this is a great question, because what it does is it actually brings air into the ear canal. And especially if you have a dog that is prone for ear infections, it's going to suck air into the ear canal, and it's going to help dry it out. So dogs aren't going to get those, you know, real stinky yeast infections, because you're able to actually get air in there. So it's actually something that's healthy to do. But if your dog doesn't have any problems with their ears, then leave it alone. You know what? Don't mess with something if it's already working, because sometimes you can irritate. Mm-hmm. But if you're having a problem, get it out of there.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Is that a problem with you, Hal?
What was that?
I said I'm looking at your ears right now.
Yeah, I have a little hair.
Yeah, is that a problem for you?
Your hair.
Yeah, I don't think you can hear too well.
I thought those were your headphones. Wow, that is your hair, huh?
Yeah, he's got furry headphones.
Would you braid my ear hair for me?
Yes, I will. Come over here.
Hold on, I'll pull it out.
Oh, yeah. There's Hal. There's Hal and Ripley's Believe It or Not. There's the picture.
What did I do to deserve this?
It's his birthday tomorrow, so we got to get
it. Enough with that.
No, I'm going to say it.
How old
is young Hal?
48?
I'm going to guess 62.
Oh. Thanks, buddy. I'm only 61.